Barry, let's talk about what's in the journal Nature Biotechnology, which could be, it's early, but it could be a breakthrough with regards to the treatment of multiple sclerosis and cerebral palsy.
Yeah, it's still very early, but what is interesting about this is just the concept of what they've done. What they've taken is cells that are very abundant in your body. They're called fibroblasts. These are literally, if you think of just a building, Mark, and you look at the steel frame or structure that acts as sort of the foundation or the skeletal structure of the building, that's what fibroblasts are. They keep everything together. They act as the network or the web that keeps the cells stuck together. And they're very abundant in our body. And what has happened is that in this particular study, they were able to manipulate the fibroblasts to turn into a cell that produces the myelin. Myelin is the coating over the nerves that gets lost in multiple sclerosis. It's like the insulation of a wire that gets lost. And they were able to coax these fibroblasts in sufficient numbers using mouse cells to produce these myelinating cells. And so the idea is that if they can reproduce this with human cells and do this, and again, this is all in a lab, so it's very, right now it hasn't been even put into mice to see if this would make a difference, but the idea of being able to change these cells in sufficient numbers when they weren't able to do this before is promising in the approaches or the different testing that they now have available to them to see if this actually will work. And if it does, if they switch to human cells and now try this in the lab with human cells, it may lead to human trials where they insert these cells, it's the person's own cells so they won't reject them, and see if it recoats the nerves and reverses the damage caused by these diseases.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.